Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to LAID, Love and Intimacy for the Disabled. I'm your host, Stephanie Wallace, along with co-host Tyson Cherry. And Tyson, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good, yes. I hear something different today. Hello?
Pardon me? Can you hear me?
I heard somebody else. Yeah, I hear you. I heard somebody else, too.
Just me.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. My week is good so far. Yeah. It was
good.
Yeah. I cannot complain,
We're here to talk about LAID Live and Friday and how we felt things went. How did you feel things went?
It went great, yes, I believe so. I was surprised of how many people came and participated, you see. I was very surprised. And you did an excellent job, too. And your children.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Your whole family, yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Did more than
thank
me, too. Mm-hmm.
Pardon me?
Did more than I did.
No, you definitely helped make this happen. I asked you earlier. I don't know, was it today or last night? If you were shy or was I, overrunning things? I apologize. I apologize.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I get carried away.
Nothing wrong at all. Nothing wrong at all. I was shy anyway. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I will get better next time. I will be better next time for sure. Mm-hmm.
Good, good. I was surprised at how many people were there. I was that was double what I expected,
what we planned for.
So I definitely have to say thank you to Access for making that happen. You know, they were really very gracious. They were very helpful. Their staff is amazing, you know, in how they made things happen. I really appreciate that. I really do. I mean, at one point, I just looked out at everybody and I just got overwhelmed and it made me cry to know that, you know, when we're doing this show, there's nobody there.
yes.
You know, but then to go to that turnout, that was just excellent. And the participation. Okay, now do you think participated more or was more outspoken, the women or the men?
The men. The men.
You're right. You win because
I was surprised too. The men spoke out more. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was surprised also. For those of you who don't know, Tyson and I had a little friendly bet. It wasn't a wager. We just, you know, seeing who do we think would be more outspoken, the women or the men? And the men, they were. I was surprised.
Yeah,
I was shocked.
Access one man is there, that's why too, you see.
Right. They are.
Uh-huh.
They are.
Yes.
And younger men are there.
Yes.
Younger men are there at Access, and maybe they are more willing to speak, more willing to talk, and their experience being disabled may be a lot different from an older man. I was thinking, you know, how this showed me, LAID Live showed me how necessary this really is for our community. You know, just the fact that people were speaking out and that they were so open, that was wonderful. I really thought that, you know, because you kept telling me, you know, in planning this, you know, have a plan B. In case the audience was dead, you know, and I was like, okay, you know, I was trying to have a plan B and plan C, and, you know, I was just trying to do all this, and and I apologize during the planning, because, you know, everything stays in my head, and it's me and my kids, on our way home, we were talking about, you know, talking about that. And my sons were telling me, you know, write it down. Whatever you're thinking, write it down. You know, because they kind of, you know, Jabril was there, my younger son. He was there to take pictures. That was his job, to come and take pictures. He didn't get to take one picture.
No, good help. Why not?
He, because he was doing the audiovisual stuff, the stuff up on the stage with the mic and all that kind of stuff like that. But the, believe it or not, they enjoyed themselves also.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
They
okay, that's good.
They enjoyed it. They enjoyed it. And we stayed up that night. We came home, and we were up that night just brainstorming on what next, you know. And it was just happy to know that I have their support in what it is that, you know, I'm going to do, or whatever we do next, they're willing to be, you know, support, which is good, which is good. Now, was there anything in particular that stood out to you, anything anybody said, you know, that stood out to you?
No, not one at all. What really surprised me was that the gay couple that spoke out and was very open. And as I looked around and I looked to see all the people respond on their face, and nobody's face changed at all, you see.
Yeah,
I was very surprised. And they were very open too.
And when I was I wouldn't say I was surprised, but I was very pleased that they were able, that they don't feel any type of way being there. You know, that I was just very pleased. And they're a very pleasant couple. They really are a very pleasant couple. And I you know, been keeping in touch with them, you know, through email, you know, because they are really very pleasant people, very pleasant. You know, I appreciated them being there. And it seems that they were very enthusiastic. But there was something that a guy said. His name was Robert. And he said, the key to getting people to love you is loving yourself. You know, and that was very, that stood out to me. That was something that stood out to me. Because, you know, I've been thinking, I got a little emotional with myself today, you know, just trying to write some things down, and how a lot of times with our situations, you know, we have to go through this acceptance period of what has happened to us. You know, like the woman who spoke about not being able to look in the mirror. You know, that she didn't want to look in the mirror, you know, anymore. We have to go through, you know, I think we go through a period of rejecting. Well, I'm not going to say all of us. A lot of us go through a period of rejecting what's happening to us, you know. And in that period, you know, it's like, how do you even believe that somebody loves you when you are not even accepting of yourself? You know, I thought about myself and how, you know, if I'm sitting, I feel very confident. I feel fine. I feel, quote unquote, normal and regular. But when I have to stand, I feel very awkward. Because my legs buckle, you know, my knees are like, you know, from my hip down to my knees are kind of glued together. It just feels very awkward. It feels uncomfortable. I don't like it. You know,
that's what the God do for me in the gym, to be heavy standing, and if my back it be hurting when I first stand up with him, hear me stand for half an hour was hurting. I cannot believe my back was hurting so much. When you say go,
you said your back was hurting.
This. Standing, not doing nothing, just standing. I had to get myself stronger. And now I can stand for a whole hour and my back do not hurt at all.
Oh, cool.
You see? Mm-hmm.
Cool.
It improved a lot. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then what he had me do is move my hips in a circle. And I could not do it at all. I cannot do it. I said to him, mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness, I can't. You can see that I did not do no ice in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
My head cannot go in a circle.
Mm-hmm. But when you look at these things, these seemingly simple things.
Yeah.
I know when I was doing physical, I had the physical therapist who was coming here to the house. Simple things. The thing we were trying to do was have me walk sideways, just step sideways.
Yeah.
That's it, step sideways.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I broke down crying because in my head I can do it, you know, and it seems so simple to do. You know, and so, you know, it's almost like your body betrays you.
Yes.
You know, and that makes you feel, you know, well, me, it makes me an introvert. You know, it makes me like, I don't want to share that with anybody. you know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? I don't want to share that body with anybody. I don't even want to deal with it myself.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So it's like, so when he said that, that was really profound to me. You know, that really meant something to me.
Mm.
You know? And
access,
pardon me?
There was a self-defense class where God was giving, and I think I really did not know what it was, just that everybody took me, and I just joined in. And then he came to me and said to repeat what he was doing. And I said, I can't do that. I can't do that. Then he said to me, no, do not. You never use the word can't in this class here. Do not say can't. Just try. And I tried and did it. I tried and
did.
I was surprised, yes.
It's pleasant when you surprise yourself, right?
Yes.
It's great when you surprise yourself.
Mm-hmm. So always try. Don't say I can't. Just say I will try and do it and see.
Right,
right. It doesn't hurt to try. It don't hurt to try. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That is so true, so true.
Yeah. Yeah.
This whole thing is it's kind of catching me by surprise because, you know, I'm always got so many thoughts in my head, you know, of things that I want to do, but they usually stay as thoughts, you know. So doing this whole thing has been like, I feel like I'm watching it happened, you know. It's like, I feel like I'm watching myself, you know, because like I said, I think about it, but I never.
Body experience.
Oh, out of body experience. Not quite like that. Not quite like that.
No,
but it just feels like, it feels like, nothing spiritual, like an out of body experience or anything like that, but just like I can't believe that I'm actually doing this. Like, I can't believe that I've actually stuck with doing the radio show, doing this show, even when nobody's listening. You know, I'm still doing it. So that's that surprises me. Doing the event. Tyson, I've wanted to do something like that for more than 3 years. I have wanted to do something like that. And to have it come and happen and to have people make it happen, because that audience was great. It really was. And then a little tidbits from here And there I got, you know, from people in the crowd who, you know, heard things. You know, one of the things that somebody said, they heard someone say, was that they wish that we could have been more in-depth. You know, I guess maybe we skipped around too much, you know, in the subjects. Maybe we skipped around too much. I don't know. But, you know, we got to try to touch on as much as we could possibly touch on in that amount of time. And then we have the show here. So, you know, anything anybody wants to touch on, they can call in and, you know, let us know what they want to hear, what they want to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course. Yes. But, you know, did that sound like a female who overheard say that?
I don't know. The person who told me was a male, but I don't know whether or not the person who, you know, who he heard say it was a male or a female.
Okay.
I don't know. Why don't you ask that question?
Men do not like to go in depth. That's why I said that. They don't like to go in depth. No. No way.
Would you say God gave females what?
I said it had to be a female to say that, I believe.
Did you have any questions or anything that you wanted to have answered at the event?
No, not right now. I don't think so. No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Because the questions I had gotten from people who were in attendance, you know, people who they sent me their questions, you know, via Facebook. Or some of them, you know, came up to me and asked me their questions, you know, whatever, which I thought was great. And, you know, their concerns. One of the things one of the people there said, you know, when you keep yourself up and, you know, things like that, and still, you know, it's almost like that wheelchair is really pushes people away. I think about a neighbor that has since passed away. His name was Jimmy. He was a disabled vet. And Jimmy would sit outside all the time, just sit by himself outside, you know, very, you know, hi to everybody who passed by or whatever. But it wasn't until after Jimmy had passed away that I realized Jimmy was sitting outside because he was lonely. You know, he was lonely. And, you know, and it wasn't until after I had become more acquainted with people who are disabled, you know, till I started to understand how apprehensive people are to get to know you when you use a device, when you use crutches or wheelchair, scooter, you know, or things like that, anything that they considered abnormal or whatever, people are apprehensive in getting to know you. And it brought me to tears today just thinking about Jimmy because he was a sweetheart, you know, and I think about all the times that I just passed by him and, you know, hi, Stephanie, hi, Jimmy, how you doing? And that was it, you know, which I'm sure he would have benefited from, you know, just sitting down next to him and having a conversation. You know, and I just, you know, I think about those people who are not, you know, so everybody is not, what's the word I'm looking for, forthcoming. You know, sometimes when people see that people are avoiding them or apprehensive to talk to them, shy away, you know. So part of this thing here that we're doing is to give a voice to people who are unheard, you know, because it you don't force yourself on people who you feel don't want to talk to you or don't want to get to know you. And, you know, everybody doesn't have an ICS or an AXIS or, you know, a family that is, you know, that keeps them going. Everybody doesn't have that, you know. It's really, you know, I had to really sit and think, really, really think, you know, what is going to be your mission in doing this show? What is going to be your point? What is, because I have to be able to stay true to why I'm doing the show, why we're doing the show. You know, we have to keep focused on that. You know, that's very, very important, you know, very important, you know, so. But that's I would love if somebody would call in and let us know how they felt about the show. I got to see that. Oh, one of the best moments of the night was when it was over, and I was sitting there handing out the gift bags, and my son came over to me, and he said, "Mommy, I'm proud of you." He said, "I'm really proud of you, Mommy." And he gave me a kiss on the forehead. Pardon me?
I saw that, yes. But I ain't hear that in your ear. Yeah, I thought that's the situation, but I did not hear.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
That was really
touching and moving to me. It really was. Yeah. Because, you know, your kids don't pay attention to you.
Too, right?
Yes. And my youngest son, who usually has some smarter, you've seen how me and my youngest son are. You know, he was even very positive on the ride home. He just put his hand up to give him a high five, and I gave him a high five, and I knew what that meant, you know, because you know how me and him can go at it. He has a lot of smart things to say, but he's been, and he's been very nice ever since.
Okay.
You know, usually he's bothering me, messing with me, picking with me. But he's been very kind ever since.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so because it's a good thing. It's a really good thing.
Sure. It is. Mm-hmm.
So now we have to get cooking on something else, Tyson.
Yes, for sure.
We have to put our heads together and get cooking on something else.
Yes, let's pay back of the ideas and give us some suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That'd be great also.
Now,
comment down below. If they want
to. Comment down.
They can leave a comment down below. They don't have to talk, but leave a comment. At least let us know something that we have.
Yeah, to let us know how we're doing. Let us know how we're doing.
Yes.
You know, because really up until this point, you know, really until late live, we really didn't know how we were doing, how people were receiving this. You know, we really didn't know. You know, and just to let you know, Tyson, that the listeners have been up as far as people going back and listening to the show. They do it by, like, every 30 days. They let you, not every 30 days, but they give you a 30-day period and let you know how many people have listened to you in the 30 days. And last week we were in the 20s, you know, and this week we were in 60s.
Okay.
So it's really, you know, people are going back and they're listening to past episodes, which is a really good thing. You know, it just, I'm really looking forward to taking this to YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
I really am, you know, so
even
we have to get
that. Even though they listen to the past things you talked about, they'll leave a comment because we want to hear from someone at least. Leave a comment. We want some suggestions from other people. Don't have to leave it out there and don't think. Because we do not know. Like the last time, that's why we were so surprised of the participants. Because we did not know what we were getting in our hand into. Now we see something, at least some light at the end of the tunnel.
Right.
You're right. We see some light, and it's going to get brighter and brighter.
Yeah, feedback is very important because the feedback helps us to understand, one, how we're doing, how we're delivering what we're, you know, what we're talking about, and what you want to talk about what you want to hear, because again,
yes,
all we have
mm-hmm.
are our experiences, and
yes.
And this is a subject that spans far and wide, based on everybody's experiences. So we really need to hear from you, subjects that you want to talk about, subjects that you know about and that you're willing to contribute and maybe be a part of the show. So that would be interesting. As you know, we have a Facebook page, LAID, Love and Intimacy for the Disabled. We have email, which you can reach us. We had a longer email, Love and Intimacy for the email, Love and Intimacy for the email, Love and Intimacy for the Disabled at gmail.com, but it would be better to use laidevents@gmail.com. That's shorter, sweeter, easier. You can leave suggestions there, because you might not want to leave it on the Facebook page. So you could leave your suggestions there if you're willing to be on the show, if you have something that you know a lot about that maybe you want to bring to the audience. You know, we could talk and see if that's possible. But please do leave us your suggestions. Leave us your comments. Leave us your feedback. You know, that would be great. And look forward to some things coming up in the near future from LAID. We're going to try and keep this going, because I like that in-person thing. It might not always be a discussion. It might just be something social where we go out and just, you know, hang out as grown people together. You know, that might be nice. I don't think we get enough of that going on. What about you, Tyson?
Yes, that's right. That's true. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Usually we're you know, in some facility. I want to, you know, be out, be grown, be sexy, you know, or something like that.
Yes.
You know, that would be great.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And Diane did the dance. She was great.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, she was.
I love
yes.
that.
Mm-hmm.
That dance was just
yes.
awesome. I had to bring that. And she was
yes.
so wonderful in, I mean, really, she was like, I'm there. I'm there. Yes,
mm-hmm.
indeed.
Mm-hmm.
She was wonderful
mm-hmm.
in agreeing to do
yes.
that. I really appreciate that. That dance was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I think that opened up people's
yes.
eyes a little bit to what we can, you know, what we
mm-hmm.
can still do,
yes.
you
yes.
know, in the wheelchair. That was good. That was good.
Mm-hmm.
I even enjoyed the little demonstration, even though it was a little discombobulated, you know, when we were
yes.
all dancing together in the chairs. It was fun. It was
mm-hmm.
a lot of fun. And
yes.
when she has
yes.
more time with you, it looks more mm-hmm. graceful when she has more time with you.
Okay.
I mean,
because
mm-hmm. in class, she had us doing something, and it was like a windmill, I think it was called. I was holding on to somebody who was in a power chair, and we were going around in a circle. I was getting dizzy, but it was a lot of fun. So it's I just hope that we can run into Diane again, you know, and do some more things with her. I hope everybody has an experience with her, because she is awesome.
Yes.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Access
yes,
was
yes.
awesome. And I got to really shout out the people who in that kitchen, in the kitchen staff, they were excellent. The food was good. Did you like the food?
Yes, the food was good. I was surprised with that. It was so much food.
Yeah, I know. That was.
Did you get some? Huh?
You want to know who made the food that I bought? My aide made the food that I bought. She kicked butt. And then Axis, they supplemented it and bought more food, which was great. And I'm glad, because people
okay.
would have just been eating 3 grains of rice each, you know. But I'm glad they supplemented
yes.
it. You know,
okay.
but everybody was awesome. Everybody was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we got a lot to live up to for the next event.
Yes.
You know, we have a lot to live up to for the next
yes.
event. You know,
yes,
and we are
so.
About to
mm-hmm.
sign off, and I'll say goodnight to you, Tyson, and thank
okay.
you for all that you did for the event.
Yeah.
Good night, guys, and we
too.
Will see you soon next Monday,
good night.
6 p.m. Don't forget,
mm-hmm.
Monday
yes.
is fun day.
All
right. Bye-bye.
Bye.